Good morning to everyone except Odisha's Biju Janata Dal, Telangana's TRS and Andhra Pradesh's YSR. And of course to the BJP. And when history of traitors to the people will be written, these three deserters will, or at least should, be given prominence for having come to an aid of the government in helping passing the amendment to the RTI Act. At least this is clear as to who is afraid of the RTI. It is 26 July 2019. The Parliament approved the amendment to the Right to Information Act yesterday, with the Rajya Sabha passing it after negating an opposition-sponsored motion to send it to a House committee for greater scrutiny. Now, CM Rajesh, who quit recently the TDP to join the BJP, was seen getting vote slips signed by members and was confronted by angry opposition parties led by the Congress. While this was happening in Rajya Sabha, there was another bill that was being pushed in the Lok Sabha. A bill which may not have much impact on any of our lives, so I understand why we won't rage. But if logic is your friend and justice is the principle, I know I'm asking for too much, then you too would see through the bullshit being propagated by goblins. Now, the illegal triple talaq bill says that the marriage would be legal even if a man gives triple talaq to his wife and would get 3 years in jail. Now, Owaisi raised some pertinent logical and legal points, barrister after all. How is it possible for a husband to give subsistence allowance to his wife when he is in jail? Now, why should a woman be in marriage with and wait for a man who has been imprisoned for 3 years? Why bail would be granted after hearing the married Muslim woman? In this bill, there is no presumption of innocence. Even narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances and acts dealing with terror have the legal principle of presumption of innocence. While in Lok Sabha, Congress member Mohammad Javed had countered Ravi Shankar Prasad by saying, "You say your government is concerned about Muslim women. Are you concerned about Shasta, whose husband Tabrez Ansari was lynched recently in Jharkhand? Do you want to give justice to the mothers and wives of the other lynching victims, Akhlaq, Junaid and many others?" Now, Javed accused the government of trying to create a hostile atmosphere for Muslims so that they are branded terrorists, lynched on the street or sent to jail in matrimonial disputes. Kani Mozi of the DMK asked the government to bring in the Women's Reservation Bill and crack down on honour killings if it wanted to really empower women. Why are Hindu men not being sent to jail for abandoning their wives? We oppose the bill. We are not going to leave the minorities of this country to live in fear. That's what Trimnamool member Sudip Bandyopadhyay told the government. If you are worried about Muslim women, think of their education and health. RSP member N.K. Premachandran, who had given a notice to stop the bill's introduction, said that the Supreme Court has not given you any directive to frame a law on the triple talaq, but the Supreme Court has given you a specific directive to make a law on mob lynching. Well, asking for too much out there. And before we head to other news, the Karnataka update. 2 days after the collapse of the Congress-JDS alliance government in the state, Karnataka Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar yesterday disqualified 3 rebel Congress MLAs under the anti-defection law in a move that heightened the suspense over the exercise of government formation. And from drama of Karnataka to kill the science in Uttarakhand, days after BJP MP from Nainital Udham Singh Nagar, Ajay Bhatt, raked up a controversy by saying that women can avoid cesarean deliveries by drinking water from Garud Ganga, which is a river in Bageshwar district of Kumaon. Now, the Chief Minister, Trivendra Singh Rawat, said that cow is the only animal that inhales and exhales oxygen. He added that by giving a massage to Gau Mata, people can be cured of their breathing problems, but apparently not of their dumbness. In a video that has gone viral, the Chief Minister asserts that this is why cow is called Mata, as it gives pranvayu to the people, which is oxygen. However, a livestock expert had different views on the matter, obviously. The expert said cows emit methane, which is not good for the ozone layer. Among animals, cows release the maximum amount of methane, which is among the causes for depletion of ozone layer and global warming. He added that cow is a polygastric animal and emits methane while belching. Maybe one of these belching was near Trivendra Singh Rawat. And before we head to international news, a groom was dragged to the mandap and he wept through his wedding in a video from Bihar that had gone viral in December 2017. Now the groom, Vinod Kumar, and the groom's wedding at gunpoint has been annulled by a family court in Patna. The marriage was what is called pakadwa vivah, or forced marriage, where the bride side kidnaps an eligible bachelor and forces them to marry the girl. And with that, let's head to international news, where Europe has become unbearably hot for the Europeans. Germany, the Netherlands and Belgium have recorded all-time national temperature highs for the second year running, and Paris has had its hottest day ever as the second dangerous heat wave of summer sears Western Europe. The extreme temperature follows a similar heat wave last month that made it the hottest June on record. Scientists say the climate crisis is making summer heat waves five times more likely and significantly more intense. We're talking about intense. This next news is not so pleasant. About 115 people are missing and feared to have drowned, and another 134 were rescued by Libyan coast guards and local fishermen after a wooden boat carrying migrants capsized off Libya. And North Korea has said that the test of the new missiles on Thursday was a solemn warning against what it described as South Korean warmongers. The short-range missiles were fired into the Sea of Japan, also known as the East Sea, from Wonsan in North Korea's east coast. Leader Kim Jong-un said his country was forced to develop weapons to eliminate potential and direct threats. Before we say goodbye, here's news for you from Bolsonaro, president of Brazil, whose mobile phone that he was using was accessed by a group of hackers who also targeted a senior judge and prosecutors leading a sweeping anti-corruption investigation, according to Brazil's far-right president. And well, that is pretty much all I have for you for today and this week. Have a fantastic weekend ahead, and until Monday morning, goodbye from takeapart.in.